Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Pod, Sports Entertainment Radio, History, Opinion, all with a Philly vibe. My name is OJ Spivey. I'm your host. This is our second episode of the Pod, of the podcast, as you will. Again, we give you sports entertainment with a Philly vibe. The number is to call if you're listening to us live is 646-787-8455. That's 646-787-8455. And as I try to keep myself together here as we're recording this podcast, just found out, of course, that the Philadelphia 76ers won the NBA draft lottery. They will be the number one team. They'll pick number one in June's 2016 NBA draft. I'm so excited about that. So I'm going to talk a lot about that today on this podcast since this is fresh and new. But we'll still talk NBA playoffs. We'll talk some Eagles minicamp. Well, not minicamp, but OTAs. That's organized team activities. Everything that went down with Sam Bradford today and head coach Doug Peterson. We'll discuss that as well. We'll get into some other things. I want to tell you guys about a new website that launched today, and I think it's something that people who listen to me and who have followed me over the years would certainly enjoy also. But also you can follow us, follow the show here at Twitter at The Pod Show. You can follow us on Facebook, too, a Facebook fan page, and it's just called The Pod. We're also on Instagram. We put photos up there. In fact, I put a photo up there with Brett Brown and NBA Vice President Mark Tatum as the Sixers were the final card of the NBA draft lottery. Well, you knew when they drew the Lakers card that the Sixers would Sixers got the number one pick. So, but follow us on Twitter at The Pod Show. Also on Instagram, and also follow us on Facebook at The Pod. And I also do a blog as well on Tumblr. So look for The Pod Show on Tumblr. We got a lot to talk about today. So again, if you want to give us a call while we're live, it's 646-787-8455. We also have the chat room open as well. So if you want to get on the chat room here at Blog Talk Radio chat room under The Pod, you can certainly do that as well when you log in to the Blog Talk Radio Network. You log on the show site on Blog Talk Radio, and you can check us out here. Give us your questions and your comments. Also, give us your questions and your comments on Twitter as well. I'm at OJ Philly on Twitter. And again, you can listen to the Pod Show as well. Follow the Pod Show, I should say. But first of all, before we get into everything, we're also going to have a special guest today on this episode of The Pod. She is competing in what's called the Mrs. Pennsylvania America pageant. She's a beautiful woman, great representative of this area, and I really do hope that she does win this pageant. Her name is April Taylor Walker. She'll join us today as a guest, and she'll talk about competing in the Miss P America pageant. And also her platform, which is Autism Awareness. I'm very close to Autism Awareness. A friend of mine, one of my best friends I grew up with in West Philly, his daughter has autism, but she is grown up to be quite a beautiful and smart young lady. So autism is kind of close to me. And a lot of local charities here in Philadelphia, they cover autism, especially a lot of the teens, especially the Eagles here. They do a great job with autism awareness too. So we'll talk to April Taylor Walker a little later on in the show interview her. That should be a good treat for all of you listening. But also, too, before I get started, I want to thank all the people at the Philadelphia Museum of Art. People who are around here are familiar with what I say. That's the art museum, folks. That's where Rocky goes up the steps, and most tourists, most people who even live here, they not too often go to the art museum, but I highly recommend that you do so because the Philadelphia Museum of Art has a lot to offer, especially what my wife and I went to this past week, which was the Creative Africa exhibit. It was a reception and an exhibit. In fact, I went through there. I got invited through being a member of the Philadelphia Association of Black Journalists. And as I said on our last show, that if you are a journalist, if you are in media, if you are in communications, or even if you're a blogger, you're just a writer, and you're a person of color. I mean, you don't have to be a person of color to join, but if you fall under any of those categories, there's no excuse, no reason why you should not be a member of the Philadelphia Association of Black Journalists, even more so the National Association of Black Journalists. I'm kind of telling on myself here because I haven't joined yet, as of yet, with the national chapter, but I'm a proud Philadelphia Association of Black Journalists. That's how we got the invite to the Creative Africa exhibit. Great reception, great staff there at the Philadelphia Museum of Art. We had a wonderful time. And even if you're not a member, if you're just a listener and you live in a Philadelphia area, you certainly want to go see the Creative Africa exhibit. It is a wonderful exhibit from the paintings, from the photography, from the art, from the sculptors, and also too from the whole entire exhibit and the fashion as well. I mean, just the fashion section of that exhibit is over at the Art Museum Annex, the Perlman Building. That's where they had the reception. I'm sure they'll have more things to come. Again, my wife and I had a good time, and then we got invited over to the big museum, the big art museum, and they had a Creative Art Africa party. They had a African band there. They were jamming, as well as we saw the International Pop exhibit, which is going now, but I took a lot of photos. So I did put some on my Instagram page, a little bit on my Twitter page as well. So you can check that out. But we'll talk some sports here before we talk to Ms. Walker Taylor. And again, if you want to give us a call here while we're live, the number is 646-787-8455, 646-787-8455. And again, if you want to hit us up on Twitter, at the Pod Show or at OJ Philly, I'll be glad to take your comments and your questions as well, even after the show. But I would certainly love for you to interact with us during the show. So as far as the Sixers is concerned, I'm very happy. I said last week that they were due for the number one pick. It's been 20 years. Last time Sixers had the number one pick in the draft, it was actually, they've only had it, well, I don't think they've ever had it twice in the lottery. I think they've had it twice all time before. I think that might have been Doug Collins back in 73 and then Allen Iverson back in 96. Of course, the draft lottery only goes back 31 years. The first time it was 1985 or 84, I believe, and that was with Patrick Ewing. So there you go. I'm very happy for the Sixers franchise. I'm very happy for Sixers fans, long-suffering Sixers fans as myself, who were a part of the tank for 3 years, losing on purpose, no intentions of winning games. Sixers won, 10 games last year? They were 10-72. They just beat their own mark, missed their own mark for worst record ever in an 82-game season. 73 Sixers were 9-73, of course. But hopefully, as of tonight, those days are over. So the Sixers will have their choice of who they want to pick in the NBA draft. The two names that come up the most is Ben Simmons, the forward, the point forward, as everyone's calling him, from Louisiana State, and also too, a lot of people you're pretty much into two guys. You have a contingent who wants Ben Simmons. I'm part of that contingent, and then you have another contingent who doesn't want Ben Simmons. They're all out for Brandon Ingram because they're looking for a shooter. They're looking for a guy who can just flat out put the ball in the basket. Brandon Ingram looks like he could be that guy from Duke, by the way. He looks like he could definitely be that guy. But Ben Simmons, he's been compared to anyone, and of course it's unfair when you make these comparisons. He's been compared to, depending on who you talk to, Magic Johnson, LeBron James, but he has that size. He's all of 6'10". He's a big guy. He doesn't need to really add any weight, can handle the basketball. His skill set, many have projected his skill set to be where he can handle the ball as a big guy, and he has the ability to make other players around him better. So the Sixers will have their choice. I really do hope that they take Ben Simmons. And you do have people out there who say, oh, well, I don't want any parts of Ben Simmons because of he wasn't successful as people had wanted him to be at LSU, staying there one and done. He's originally from Australia, but went to LSU to play freshman ball simply because he would be the number one pick whether he played at LSU or not, but simply because the NBA rules state that you have to be either 19, at least 19 to enter the draft, or be 1 year removed from your senior graduating high school class in order to enter the NBA. So it's just all a formality that Ben Simmons was either going to be the number one pick out of high school or he was going to be the number one pick coming out of LSU. And as far as I'm concerned, yes, the Sixers are heavy with big men. They have Joel Embiid. They have Norman Powell. They have Jahlil Okafor. And I think before everybody jumps the gun, we really don't know what the Sixers are going to do until we actually see Joel Embiid, the center, out of Kansas, who hasn't played the first 2 years, of course, because of foot injuries. We're really not going to be able to see what the Sixers are until he actually steps on the floor. And others are saying they're of the belief that, you draft out of need. I do believe that to a certain extent. I do see the upside of taking a Brandon Ingram out of Duke to be that shooter, to be that scorer the Sixers desperately need. But I'm of the belief, I believe former Baltimore Ravens coach Brian Billick, football coach, he once said this, need is the worst evaluator of talent. So I don't want the Sixers to just simply draft by need. I want them to draft the best player available. And usually the good teams will draft the best player available, unless you're San Antonio or someone like that who's already stacked. Then they'll just bring somebody in. The great teams tend to just take the best player possible, the best player available, I should say, and then they just work it out from there. You can always make trades. You can always maneuver roster spots as far as I'm concerned. And, NBA history kind of shows that. So it's not far-fetched for the Sixers to take a Ben Simmons. Or if they take a Brandon Ingram, I would be okay with that. But in watching the draft lottery, it made you a bit nervous. Because it's 14 teams that enter the draft lottery every year because of record. But a couple teams change because picks are involved, results of trades, to where I believe Phoenix Suns, they had got an extra pick because of a previous trade. So Phoenix is there. So the Sixers had the potential to get two picks, because the Lakers pick, which they ended up keeping, the Lakers ended up having a number two pick in a draft. They ended up keeping their pick because it was top three protected. Had the Lakers slid down to four, the Sixers would have gotten the number one and the number four pick. But that's the best case scenario. But when you come out of an NBA draft, especially a draft this year where you have two players indeed that stand out over everybody else, you have one, well, to me, there's Ben Simmons, and then Brandon Ingram may be a close number two. But when you have two players who stand out above the rest, and many are saying this could be a two-player draft, I don't necessarily believe that because I believe Chris Dunn is good, the point guard out of Providence, who I'll talk about a little later, by the way, with the new website that I'm going to mention that you should certainly check out. Also, when you have Chris Dunn, you have a Buddy Hield out of Oklahoma, who I think is going to be a very good pro, if not a great pro, because I think he's NBA ready. He's one of those rare four-year guys who's NBA to the team. All right, I do apologize for that audio issue. Lost my feed there. But I was speaking of Buddy Hield out of Oklahoma, the guard forward out of Oklahoma, who I think he could be a great pro, if not a very good pro. So he's one of those rare four-year guys who I think can make that transition. You don't see that too much in today's NBA, but I think Buddy Hield is going to be one of those good pros, I believe. So if you want to get involved in the pod while we're live here, the number is 646-787-8455. That's 646-787-8455. And again, you can always follow me on Twitter at OJ Philly and follow the show as well. Hit us up on the show at The Pod Show. What we're going to do is we're going to take a short break. We're going to talk more about the Sixers and the NBA. We're going to talk a little bit about the conference finals, a little bit of the surprise after game one of the Western Conference Finals. So with Oklahoma City and Golden State. But we're going to come right back after this short break, and we'll talk more about the NBA, the Sixers, NBA, and the conference finals. You're listening to The Pod. Okay, we're back here at The Pod. My name is OJ Spivey. I'm your host here for this brand new podcast. We're here on Blog Talk Radio. Started this podcast 1 week ago, and we're here with the second show. I'm going to provide you with sports entertainment with a Philly vibe. But, of course, I'm centered here in Philadelphia, but we can always talk sports around the country and around the globe as well. So, and speaking of around the globe, I can't wait for the Olympics when it comes up in Rio in late July, early August. I'm always up for the Summer Olympics. That's you put it up there with football and basketball for me. That's one of my favorite. That's one of my favorite sports, I should say. It's a combination of all sports, of course, but I would say that's my favorite event. Other than the three major sports, you can throw hockey in there as well. But I like the Olympics because it covers everything. I think it's the best in competition when you talk about different athletes who work hard. They work hard for years just to be in the spotlight, that two-week spotlight. So I'm looking forward to the Olympics. But, yes, this is the Pod Show here. We broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. I'm OJ Spivey. You can hit us up on Twitter at The Pod Show and also at my personal Twitter page at OJ Philly. We have a Facebook page as well. Follow The Pod on Facebook also. So we've been talking about the Sixers and they having the number one pick in the draft. Again, I'm so happy. I'm so ecstatic with the Sixers tanking so long. Seemed like for so many years. It was only for, 3 years or so? Seemed like it's been for 10 years. And, again, I'm happy for the long-suffering Sixers fans. The Sixers don't do well in attendance, as people may have noticed around the country, but they do have a loyal following. They do have a loyal fan base. I know season ticket holders personally. I know folks who will come down to the Sixers game, win, lose, or draw. Sixers actually do a good job in promoting the team, and it's a great family atmosphere going to Sixers games. You could always bring your family there, and you won't have any issues. They're always very friendly, very forthcoming. Probably what I'll do is one of the next couple of shows is bring a representative from the Sixers here. I do know a couple of people who work with the organization, so I'll bring them on, and, you know, they'll talk Sixers. Speaking of Sixers, a former Sixer, actually someone who played with Allen Iverson during the Allen Iverson era in about two different stints, is my cousin, Doug Overton. If you're familiar with Public League basketball, if you're familiar with Big Five basketball, Doug Overton, of course, is from Dobbins High School, went to college at LaSalle, played with Lionel Simmons, Randy Woods, those guys, then went on to have a long career in the NBA, spent about 12 seasons in the NBA, and then became an assistant coach, first of all, in college in the St. Jude's, and then he went to the Brooklyn Nets organization, actually coached the Brooklyn Nets Development League team, but now, last week, he was named head coach of Division II Lincoln University here in Pennsylvania. So he's going to bring that Philly-type basketball, that Big Five basketball to Division II Lincoln, and that was a proud moment. I was at the press conference with both he and his wife, Chanel. I met the athletic director there, Daryl Pope. Met the president of Lincoln University. They're doing big things there with Lincoln. For those who don't know, it's a historically black college university, which is in the suburbs, the far suburbs of Philadelphia, out there in Chester County. But if you know HBCUs, you know what Lincoln University is. Famous alumni, starts with Thurgood Marshall, many others that I can't name off the top of my head, but, you know, when you think about Thurgood Marshall, that's the cream of the crop right there. But Doug Overton, who happens to be my cousin, he's now the head coach there. He's going to do some big things. And we're definitely going to have him on within this couple of episodes as well. And when I talked to him after the press conference, I did put some photos up on the page, on the Tumblr page, an article on him. But he'll definitely come up to us on the show. And in the next couple of shows, I do promise you that. With the Sixers, again, I'm all for Ben Simmons. I like Brandon Ingram. I think he could be a good shooter. I think he could be a good pro. And someone even I heard someone even mention today, earlier today, that, you know, you want to kind of stay away from Duke guys because not too many Duke guys have been successful in the NBA. Only one you could really point to is, well, if you want to go all the way back, you can kind of point to Grant Hill. But Grant Hill suffered through a lot of injuries. He had a bad knee injury or a bad ankle injury. If not, had he stayed healthy, he would have been a surefire Hall of Famer. You kind of knew Grant Hill was going to be a great pro when he came out of Duke after 4 years. And I guess the next person that you could put on the list is Kyrie Irving, who's now playing in the game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, the Cavs and the Toronto Raptors. So you could put Kyrie Irving up there as well. But, if the Sixers do take a Brandon Ingram, I personally wouldn't take him over Ben Simmons. But let's just say if the Sixers ended up with, you know, the number two pick, number three pick, number four pick, I would have settled for Brandon Ingram. I just think that with the talent in Ben Simmons, he would just be awfully hard to pass up. And, again, talent like that doesn't come across. I know he can't shoot yet. I know he could be a potential head case. I know his people, his parents are very close to him. People are worried about him being another issue. As if you're familiar with this city, with hockey, with the Flyers, he could be another Eric Lindros. I'm not worried about all that stuff. I just say, hey, you take the best player available no matter what, and you figure it out later. Again, you can always make trades. You can always, you know, make moves, move pieces here. And the Sixers, they develop assets. And now that the general manager, Sam Hinkie, is gone, he had resigned because of the new regime with the Colangelos, Jerry the father, and Brian the son, who's now the general manager who will be running the team. Sixers hired a couple other front office guys. Look, say what you want about Sam Hinkie, the tank worked. It worked for as bad and as painful as it was. It worked. They picked up all the assets. They have Embiid. They have Okafor. They have Noel. They have Dario Saric, who's another forward, who's a forward who can shoot, coming over from Europe. I don't think he'll come over this year because he'll cost himself about $11 million. But when he comes over, probably the following year, I presume Sixers will be better off in the long run. And as crazy as mad a scientist Sam Hinkie was, the tank worked. There you go. Well, you could even say, hey, well, the tank only worked because maybe the NBA rigged this draft lottery. I am of the belief that it can be rigged. It will be rigged. It has been rigged in the past. But if so, I'm glad it was rigged into the Sixers' favor. So there you have it. We do have the two conference finals who are both going on. Last night, you had the Oklahoma City Thunder upset the Golden State Warriors to many people's surprise. I was actually surprised myself. I didn't think that Oklahoma City could keep up with Golden State Warriors. The Warriors didn't play all that well. They didn't shoot all that well in game one. And I thought Golden State had a pretty peculiar game plan. It seemed like they set out to want to beat up the Oklahoma City Thunder. Certainly seemed apparent when they went upside Russell Westbrook's head a couple times. It was very physical with that. But Westbrook worked through it as bad as the first half he had. He had a sensational second half. And even Kevin Durant, who didn't shoot all that well, he ended up making a big shot late in the game when Oklahoma City was trailing for most of the game. They got a significant lead. I believe they were up 10 or 12 points at one time, almost lost it, but they prevailed. And I thought Billy Donovan, head coach of Oklahoma City, did a fantastic job of coaching. I actually thought he out-coached Steve Kerr last night, Golden State's coach. But Oklahoma City, nonetheless, is one game up on the Golden State Warriors. They take home court back from the Golden State Warriors. So we'll see. I think it's still going to be a long series. I do still say that the Golden State Warriors will prevail. They'll go to their second straight NBA Finals and will still defend their title. I think it's going to be against Cleveland, of course. Cleveland's playing Toronto. Game one is underway. But I do think that it'll be another rematch. But the only difference will be that Cleveland will have their full roster. They're healthy. And I think that's the best thing that has happened to Cleveland this year, even with the coaching change. They're good. They're healthy. LeBron James hasn't had to do nearly as much this year. Maybe that's why Steph Curry was the MVP, deservedly so. Steph Curry is second straight MVP. But the Cavaliers are loaded with Kyrie Irving, who I think is playing his best ball right now since he's been drafted, and that's saying a lot. Kevin Love, who's healthy. They're both healthy, Irving and Kevin Love. I think they're just playing great basketball. They trust Tyronn Lue, the new coach who took over for David Black, who was fired in the middle of the season. They're pretty deep as well. They do have guys who go in there and do the dirty work, like a Tristan Thompson. And they still have guys like J.R. Smith, Channing Frye, Iman Shumpert. I mean, these guys are shooting the lights out. I think they're actually shooting better than Golden State has. So if these two teams prevail, I'm not going to throw out Golden State. I still think they're going to win the Western Conference Finals. But we see those two teams. It's going to be quite a series. But I think you can enjoy the Western Conference Finals because that's probably going to go seven games as well. So give us a call here. If you listen to us live, 646-787-8455. Number to call, 646-787-8455. And you'll hear us here on the pod And what we're going to do is we're going to have our guest, Ms. April Taylor Walker. She is Mrs. Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. She's participating in the Mrs. PA America pageant. So we'll speak to her in just a moment, a little later on in the show. But I want your thoughts. Hit us up in the chat room. Hit us up on Twitter. I'm going to read some of the reaction with the Sixers getting the first pick. Let me see. I'm looking at some of Twitter now. Nola Living, she's saying, "I know you're happy." I posted a photo of Brett Brown and Mark Tatum, the NBA senior vice president, holding up the Sixers card. So a lot of people, a lot of great reaction with the Sixers on Twitter. And I don't think anyone is happier than head coach Brett Brown. I mean, you talk about long suffering. I think Brett Brown suffered with a lot of us, here in Sixers Nation. So hopefully it's going to be a new era. Brett Brown is still here as a head coach. I thought that was fair. A lot of people thought Brett Brown should be fired, but I think he is going to get a chance to try to rectify this thing. And again, if you get a Ben Simmons, as I presume they will, they'll be better off. And I just think you just build it, you build it, you build it. As good as Cleveland is for the next couple of years, you don't see them getting past a Cleveland, even if they become good right away. I don't see these other teams surpassing Cleveland as long as LeBron is healthy. He's in his 30s now, of course, but he's still arguably the best player on the planet. Other than Steph Curry, I don't know who you can make that argument with. I still would take LeBron James on my team any day, twice on Sunday. But again, you got to surround him with guys, being that he's now in his 30s. He's still in his prime, but you got to surround him with guys. That was Cleveland's thought process, and you see that now with a healthy Kevin Love and a healthy Kyrie Irving. So we'll see what happens with the East Finals. I truly believe that it's going to be a rematch, the Cavs and the Golden State Warriors. As far as the Eagles are concerned, my Philadelphia Eagles, again, they started OTAs this week, the organized team activities, and people heard from Sam Bradford. They heard from head coach Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson has reiterated, and he said it in full today during a press conference, that Sam Bradford's a starter. Sam Bradford is his guy. And he said they're going to groom Chase Daniel. They're going to groom Carson Wentz, of course, the number two pick in the draft that they traded up from first number 13 to number 8 and then to number 2. They're going to bring those guys along. And in the meantime, Sam Bradford's going to be the starter. Sam Bradford spoke today stating that he just needed some more time. He needed some time after the pick of Carson Wentz. And as you know, Sam Bradford has been hammered in the media. He's been hammered by fans alike. I do think that the Eagles did kind of sham Sam Bradford, if you will. I think they played this all wrong, just immediately assuming that he was going to be with the Eagles picking Carson Wentz, and he just being fine with it. I mean, he knows he's a lame duck. He knows, I would say 99%, he's not going to be here next year. Carson Wentz has to play sometime, because why would you, again, if you're the Eagles, why would you trade and maneuver yourself all the way up to the second, giving up so much to do so? And he's not your heir apparent, and you want to see him right away. But I don't understand the Eagles' thought process in this. They want to bring him along slowly. That's kind of unorthodox in today's NFL to pick a quarterback, your franchise quarterback, so high, but not to let him play right away. I do honestly think that we'll see some of Carson Wentz during the 2016 season. The Eagles actually, by the way, their single season tickets went on sale today as we record this podcast. So if you get your tickets, you might be out of luck for the single game. So that's just something else to keep in mind. But again, I don't think, especially offensively, the Eagles are going to be a very good team because they have no weapons. Jordan Matthews is a wide receiver. He's a nice player. But other than who else is going to catch the football for them, I don't know. Many people still believe in the second-year wide receiver out of USC, Nelson Aguilar. I don't know how good he's going to be. It could have been Chip Kelly's offense. Who knows? I don't know how good he's going to be. With the running back position, that's a huge question mark now that you don't have DeMarco Murray here. I get that. He didn't want to be here. He wasn't happy here. They wanted to move him. You have a Ryan Matthews who's very talented with the football, but he stays hurt. He breaks a fingernail, and he's hurt. So you don't have any stability there. You have a Darren Sproles who has not shown up at OTAs because he feels now that he's on the trading block. So you don't know what Darren Sproles is, and he's an older player now. He didn't touch the ball nearly as much as he should have last year, so he's spared in that way. So he probably has a couple good years left in him. But other than that, what do you have a running back? What do you have a wide receiver? That's why I don't think the Eagles are going to be very good no matter who's playing quarterback. They still have to shore up those positions. Offensive line as well. Who's going to be the guards? They're still going to interchange those guards there. That's a problem that they haven't really solved. They did pick up a couple guys, one in the draft, I believe one through free agency, but we still don't know. There's a whole lot of uncertainty with the Philadelphia Eagles from the head coach on down. Well, actually, from the owner on down who made all these changes after he fired Chip Kelly, putting Howie Roseman back in place, as good as Howie Roseman was, maneuvering trades, making trades, maneuvering in the draft to get a Carson Wentz. They don't have much in the draft other than Carson Wentz. So if he's not going to play, who are you going to have contribute right away? Can this coaching staff, is this this new coaching staff good enough to have the lower round picks get these guys in position to contribute right away? That's a huge question mark. That we don't know. We may not know that for the entire season. How good can Doug Peterson coach? Is he equipped to be a coach? You know, many are looking at him as being Andy Reid 2.0. He's from that Andy Reid coaching tree. Yes, he is. Absolutely. However, we don't know. He's a first-time head coach. He was the offensive coordinator. He had a great relationship with Alex Smith over in Kansas City. And Chase Daniel was his guy, knows the offense, is why he brought him over here for a lot of money, by the way. The Eagles have so much money tied in the quarterback position. Seems like it doesn't leave much else for other positions, a la Fletcher Cox, defensive end, who hasn't been given an extension yet. And, you know, word has all, he'll get done. Done is done. Not done is not done. So we'll keep a watchful eye on that. I believe that that'll probably get, if it does happen, it'll probably happen when they're right before their mini camp starts in June. A lot happens after June 1st, a lot of cuts, a lot of maneuvering of the salary cap. So we'll see what happens. 646-787-8455, number to call. 646-787-8455 is the number to call. We're going to take a short break and we're going to come back and we're going to talk more sports. We're going to talk more Eagles. More basketball, and we'll give you that tidbit on that new website that launched via ESPN. You're listening to the pod. I'm OJ Spivey. We'll talk on the other side. Okay, we're back. You're listening to The Pod. I'm OJ Spivey. This is Sports Entertainment with a Philly guy. Number to call 646-55. And as always, you can call on Twitter at The Pod Show, or you can follow me. I'm at OJ Philly on Twitter. Give me your questions and your comments. And in just a couple of minutes, we will have our special guest on the line. But at this time, I wanted to let you guys know, if you didn't already, there's a brand new website that's via ESPN. And this is a long time coming. And I also see that ESPN, they invested a lot. They put a lot of time in. It's called the website on race, sport, and culture. It's mostly sports, but they do have some race and culture articles on here as well. And they have some seasoned African American writers. It's kind of headlined, but seasoned African American writers. But it has some great articles on there. I actually put a post up on the Tumblr page, the Pod Show Tumblr page, and some great things here, some great articles. It is jam-packed, certainly is jam-packed. So you definitely want to check that out. And if you're a person of color who loves sports and who's a sports fan, and you know how articles are made, and this is no offense to most of the writers who cover sports, a lot of them are sincere on how they do their job. They try to be honest and everything. But, you know, the more articles you read, the more blogs you read, you see that there are a lot of agendas out there. And that's one of the things when I got into broadcasting and also covering sports, that's one thing that I try not to have, and that's an agenda. And, you know, some sports writers are better than others. And just when you see a whole lot of articles, so a lot of websites, you see within the first paragraph that there's an agenda in the article. But I highly recommend The Undefeated. Anywhere from articles on Beast Mode, Marshawn Lynch, the recent retired running back from the Seattle Seahawks. It's a great article also on Kevin Durant's mind, Wanda. We all know that narrative, you know, the real MVP when he won the NBA MVP two seasons ago. So that was a good one as well. There's also a good one on NBA draft prospect Chris Dunn, the guard from Providence College. I mean, he certainly has a story to tell. He got his degree the other day in Providence at Providence College up there in Rhode Island. But it is certainly a great website. I highly recommend this website. And, again, they have some great writers. There's even a culture article on Black Panther, the Marvel superhero. So that's something that you certainly want to keep tabs of, certain if you have favorite websites, that's certainly one of those websites where you want to keep on your favorites, you want to keep on your desktop, you want to keep on your phone. If you're riding the train like I do every day going to work, you know, I like to read some of my favorite websites, some favorite articles. I like to favorite some, especially if I can't read them right away. I'm seeing another story on Tim Duncan, on Sean Livingston. So many, many things on The Undefeated. I highly recommend it because it is certainly something that you want to have handy when you're reading, because it's certainly some good reads here. I've read about 3-4 articles already and getting ready for this show. I'll share a little bit more about them a little later on as well. And also backtracking to our first show, I gave you a lot of tips on how to have a good time here in Philadelphia, here in the Philadelphia area, without spending a lot of money. A lot of things that you can do is virtually free. I'm going to continue giving certain tips for each show. I think for this show a little bit, I'm going to give you some tips on how I went through this business, how I kind of maneuvered my way. I won't even say maneuver, how I kind of fought my way through broadcasting and in this market. I mean, you talk about a tough market to get into. I touched on this a little bit last week, but you talk about a tough market to get into. Philadelphia is definitely one of those tough markets, and you really got to work hard. You have to know the right people. When I was in broadcast school at CSB, Connecticut School of Broadcasting, one of the things that they stressed, especially with my instructors, and my instructors, they were either in the business 25, 30 years, or they were still in the business for that long. And they told me a lot of it is, of course, you got to work hard, but a lot of this is being at the right place at the right time. But I'll touch on that a little later on in the show. Right now, let's get ready for our guest. I'm proud to have her on. She is a local, and again, she is representing Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. She is indeed Mrs. Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, and there's an upcoming pageant, and that's coming up in June, middle of June, about 1 month from now, and she's participating in the Miss Pennsylvania America pageant. Beautiful woman, as you can see on this page. She's a mother, she's a wife, and she definitely has a great cause as well. Her platform is Autism Awareness, and she's here on the show to talk about her pageantry and also to talk about her platform. Her name is Miss April Walker Taylor, and she is Mrs. Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, and she's running in the PA America, Mrs. PA America pageant. April, how are you?
I'm great, OJ. Philly, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Great to talk to you. And great,
yes.
Great to have you here on the pod. So before we get started and everything, again, you are the Mrs. Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, the county, as we call it around here. But tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us a little bit about your background, where you're from, and what made you compete in the upcoming pageant.
Oh, great. I want to first thank you for having me on your wonderful show. It's truly an honor and a privilege to be talking to you and to listen or have some of your listeners just kind of listen to about me and, you know, what the Mrs. Pennsylvania America pageant represents, and also to find out more about my platform, Autism Awareness. So thank you very, very much.
Absolutely.
So, yes, my name is April Walker Taylor. I am representing the wonderful county of Montgomery County. So that is my title, Mrs. Montgomery County, America. I will be competing in the upcoming Mrs. Pennsylvania America pageant on June the 18th, which is almost 1 month away. And the time
exactly,
is kinda,
yes.
Yeah, the time has kind of crept up on me, but I'm having an awesome, awesome time. I'm connecting to the community on a whole nother level. I am a licensed behavior specialist, so I do have ties to the autistic community. I did before March the 4th, and that was the date I was awarded the local title. So I've always had ties to people in the community and other people that have disabilities. But, OJ, I'm connecting on such a deeper level. I'm meeting all kinds of wonderful people. I'm meeting parents that have children that are on the autism spectrum. I'm going to schools, finding out about their resources. I'm connecting to veterans. I'm just having an awesome, awesome time.
Yeah, and you represent it well, and I see you're all around the circuit, all around the Philly area circuit, Pennsylvania circuit, and it's a great, Autism Awareness is a great platform. I said at the beginning of the show, one of my best friends who I grew up with in West Philly, his daughter is autistic. They live in Texas now, but she's grown up to be such a beautiful, intelligent young lady. She's a teenager now, and she's progressing greatly. So as far as Autism Awareness is concerned, also mention that there are a lot of organizations here that they highly support Autism Awareness, including a lot of our sports teams here. So what is the message that you want to get out as far as your platform as you're competing in the pageant?
Well, one of the messages that I do want to get out in reference to Autism Awareness, Society, and not all persons, but society has kind of labeled it as a disability, and I want to kind of take that word dis away from ability, and I want to highlight that they have the ability to do whatever they want to do, whatever they want to be. They have the ability, and kind of dis or X out that word. A disability, and I know we have to use it, you know, in certain platforms and certain settings, but just to highlight the strength and the beauty of the people and the children and the adults and the families that are in the autistic community, and just tell people, listen, we need to support and we need to promote wholeness, and also we need to promote community.
All right. We're talking with Mrs. April Walker Taylor. She is Mrs. Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, and she is a contestant in the Mrs. Pennsylvania America pageant. We're going to go a little deeper into the pageant in just a moment. But as far as all the people you've interacted with your platform of autism awareness, now, is there any organization or any individuals who have stood out and have just given you the best support or who are at the top of the list? Can you name any of those organizations or people?
Oh, I sure can, OJ. And I've met some amazing people. I've went to some amazing, awesome schools that had dedicated staff, that had innovative programs and innovative support systems. But a few of the organizations that kind of are in the forefront of my mind, and just in reference to the support they give to the community and the support they've given to me, has been the Easter Seals organization, has been the Autism Society organization. I've done some events with them, and also you mentioned some of our sports teams. And I have to say that the Philadelphia 76ers, they sponsored 30 tickets for children on the autism spectrum to attend their last home game. So, woo-hoo, shout out to the Philadelphia 76ers. I visited some awesome schools, the Nexus School here in Montgomery County. Oh, my goodness, OJ, I was totally blown away when I went into this school. Just the dedication of the staff, all the supports that they have, and not just in the school, but they have different supports where they connect to the community. I was totally blown away. It was just an awesome, awesome experience. And like this whole journey, and that's what it is. Yes, the pageant is on June the 18th, but this has been a journey to that date, and I'm enjoying every moment. I'm extremely busy doing various things to prepare and to highlight my platform, but I'm so enjoying every moment of it.
Oh, absolutely. And we see that with all the photos that you post and some of the your commentary as well. And it's been very prevalent on social media also. A couple more things about autism awareness. As far as support systems, I do like when talking to my friend early on and his wife as well. It was very tough for them early on to find a school, to find a support system, and just even for people to understand autism as a whole, whether it be educators, whether it be doctors. How important is support for autism for not only the autistic child, but the parents, teachers, everyone involved in the community?
And I'm so glad you brought that up. I've done something that I call chat and coffee sessions with parents, guardians, and caretakers of children that are on the spectrum. And one of the reasons that I do that, or I am doing that, is so I can hear the voice of the people that are the strongest and the most prevalent advocate in a child that is on the autism spectrum. And one of the main things that was a kind of a universal theme was that they needed more resources. They needed a way,
yes.
A central system. Yes, exactly, a central system where they would have a listing of resources as it related to education, as it related to health, as it related to them transitioning from a child, a teenager, and then an adult. So resources was one of the main things that kind of stuck out, and that's what I want to do in continuing with my platform. I want to be able to help and to aid some of these organizations that are in the state of Pennsylvania to see how we can come together and best support the autistic community.
April, you led me to my next question, and you talk about the state of Pennsylvania. Now, have you gotten any support from the account, from the counties, the surrounding counties, City of Philadelphia, the Commonwealth itself, as far as advocating for more resources? Have you been to Harrisburg? Have you spoken with some of the politicians as far as resources for autism?
And that's a great, great question. And some of the autism communities and organizations, just in me talking to them, I've been trying to find out where do we need to start and how do we go about advocating as a state in reference as it relates to our political system to get more laws passed, to get more funding for support, to make more resources available to our community. And that's one of the things that I am looking at right now currently is to connect to some of the politicians, to connect to some of the local communities as it relates to their political systems, to see how we can best, not separately, OJ, but collectively, how we can collectively come together to be one voice. And as you know, and as your listeners know, one voice is stronger than individual voices, and that is so needed. And that's why I, as Mrs. Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, hoping to be Mrs. Pennsylvania America, that's one of the things that I want to do. I want everybody, each person in our Keystone State, we have 12.75 million people. I want all 12.75 million of those people to have a hand in supporting our autism community.
Absolutely. And I certainly hope that you're awfully successful with that. Well, as far as the pageant is concerned, we are speaking with Ms. April Walker Taylor. She is Mrs. Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. And again, she is competing in the Mrs. Pennsylvania America pageant. And as we know, we see pageants on television all the time. And it's always a beautiful pageant, a beautiful event. It's always elegant. Everyone is dressed up to the nines. And I know they have different phases of the competition as well. Before we get into that, tell us a little bit about the pageant itself and what made you decide you wanted to compete.
Wonderful. The pageant is right here in the city of Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. I'm very excited about that. The pageant will be on June the 18th at the University of the Arts, the Tira Hall Theater. Located at 211 South 4th Street, right there.
Yep, right on the Avenue of the Arts, yes.
Yes, yes, right on the Avenue of the Arts, right in Center City. So just super excited about that. It's going to be a night of glamour, a night of elegance, and just a way for families and friends and the whole state of Pennsylvania to come together and to have a great evening. So super excited about that. And as far as pageantry, I'm so excited to have a chance to represent married women. Married women, they're pillars in the community, and all women are. They're pillars in the community. We do so much. We have family. We have friends. We have our communities. We have our different things that we're very passionate about. In reference to the community and community support. So it's an awesome opportunity, the Mrs. Pennsylvania America pageant and the Mrs. America system as a whole. It's an awesome opportunity to highlight the inner and the outer strength of married women everywhere.
Yeah, it certainly is. And, of course, being married and being a mother as well, there's a lot of balancing, of course, a wife's job is never done, whether it's just, you know, you just have a husband and, you know, you have children, or, you know, and the older you get, you know, we will get grandchildren as well. It's a lot of balancing is concerned. So just take us back to, you know, what made you compete, and did you just enter a contest, or, you know, did you just wake up one woman and say, I want to represent married women, I see this pageant, and I want to be a part of it?
You know what, OJ, and I have to take us back to, a few years ago. I said, and this is even before I started the process of becoming a local title holder, I said in my early 20s, I knew that one of the things that I wanted to do was compete in the Mrs. Pennsylvania America pageant. I have very strong ties to the community, always have. Mm-hmm. I have very strong ties, or it's very important to me to help people, to be a voice for people that may not have a voice or not a strong voice or as strong a voice as I think I have. That's very important. I come from a helping background, my family, my parents. So that is very ingrained in me to help. So I knew in my early 20s that I did want to be in the Mrs. Pennsylvania America pageant. And I have to be very honest, I did not necessarily see myself on the Mrs. Pennsylvania America stage. I saw myself on the Mrs. America stage. So I don't know how I skipped that step. So let's blame it on age. Yeah, let's blame it on age. I don't know how I skipped that step. But this is the first step into making a dream of mine a reality. So it's so important, and not just my platform. Yes, I wouldn't have chose anything else other than autism awareness. But I helped so many different levels in so many different organizations, girls and teenagers and women. Empowerment is very, very important to me.
It certainly is, and you can certainly tell about that. So it's the Mrs. PA America Up 2016. It happens on June 18th, 2016. Again, it's at the University of the Arts, and I believe that's the Terra Hall Theater, correct? And
that
it's at 211 South Broad Street, yes. And showtime is 7 p.m. So tell us how they can go about getting tickets, and how our listeners can be a part of it.
Oh, great. Wonderful. People can go and support, buy tickets, look at pictures of all the contestants, my wonderful sisters in the pageant. They can go to the Mrs. Pennsylvania America website at www.mrspennamerica.org, or they can go to our Facebook page, Mrs. Pennsylvania America on Facebook. Or the easiest thing to do would be just to follow me on Facebook, or, you know, just become a friend or like the page. Mrs. Montgomery County, April Walker Taylor. That's where you're up to date with all the things I'm doing in the community, you know, where I am and what I'm doing, and also how people can support. I have some upcoming events. June the 4th, the Autism Society is hosting an event at the zoo. It's one of their biggest events, and I'm hosting that. I'm super, super excited about that. Other awesome events coming up, so just super, super excited.
Oh, wow, that sounds great. And you talked about sponsorship. Now, if there are any sponsors that you want to mention by name, I know you probably have a ton of them, but does any of them stand out or you want to give them a shout-out?
Oh, sure. And I have to say this. The support that I have felt and received has totally been overwhelming. Of course, you know, when you think about sponsors, you think about, you have to ask. And literally, some I had to ask only one time.
Yes.
And some, really.
Yeah,
no,
act
you
lobby.
Know,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Some, you know, I only asked one time, and some actually came to me to say, how can I support? But I have some awesome sponsors. I have some sponsors that have gave sponsorship you know, things in reference to me giving them to children in the community. So I want to say thank you to my wonderful sponsors, Golden Nugget Jewelers. They're right there in Center City. Avi Cohen and In-N-Out Enterprises, HeroicLeads.com, Charles Monahan, my husband and my children, and not just my sponsors, but all the people that have supported me in terms of just being encouraging, buying a ticket or asking, what can I do? Do you need me to meet you at the gym? Do you need me to help you with meal prepping? Yeah, no, really.
Sure.
That has been just very important. My family, my husband, they have been absolutely wonderful in this whole process. My pageant sisters, they're eight amazing women, married women, who are all vying for the title of Mrs. Pennsylvania America. But they're awesome, awesome director of the Mrs. Pennsylvania America pageant, Raquel Riley Thomas. This has just been a great experience. I couldn't have imagined anything better than the experience that I'm having right now.
Yeah, and one thing you mentioned, April, is the journey, that you're really enjoying the journey. And I also say that to especially younger people, especially the business that I'm in, that don't forget the journey, enjoy the journey. We all have a destination we want to get to, of course, but it's all about the journey, as you mentioned.
Yes, and you said it. You couldn't have said it I couldn't have said it any better. And sometimes we get lost in the journey. Because it's all about a schedule. It's all about a to-do list. But this has been different. It is about a schedule. It is about a to-do list. But I have, oh, my goodness, formed some amazing relationships. I've met some wonderful, wonderful, inspiring people. And I think I have courage. But the people that I have met, they have so much courage and just so much and so much to give. They've inspired me. They invite me to events to inspire them. But it's kind of just kind of flip-flop because I've been inspired. And this journey is absolutely, it's amazing. It has been work. I don't want to say it hasn't been. But anything worth achieving, you have to put work in to get to where you're going.
Yes, definitely. All right, a new queen will rise. It is the Mrs. Pennsylvania America 2016 pageant. It happens on June 18th, 2016 at the University of the Arts, 211 South Broad Street in Center City, Philadelphia. Showtime is 7 p.m. And for tickets, you want to go to www.mrs10america.org. Mrs. Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, April Walker-Taylor, thank you for being on the show. It's been a pleasure, and I hope to have you on the show soon again. Best of luck to you.
You
have
so
your
much.
Support and myself. Anything you need, just let me know. And, again, we're so glad to have you on the pod.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for all your wonderful listeners. Thank you, and I'll talk to you soon. But thank you.
Definitely. And we'll put all your information on our social media pages as well so people can get ticket information and they can support you as well.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. That was Mrs. April Walker-Taylor. She is Mrs. Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, and she is participating in the Mrs. Pennsylvania America pageant 2016, and that is on June 18th. Again, go to www.mrspennamerica.org for ticket information. And as I mentioned, we're going to put offer information and the ticket information on our Facebook page, Twitter. I'll probably even do a Tumblr post on it as well, so you can get all the information. And if you want to support Miss Walker-Taylor as well, we're going to come right back. We're going to wrap up the show. I'm going to give you some more predictions on the conference finals and what the Sixers will do. We'll put a wrap on this second episode of the pod. We'll be right back. back here. We're going to put a stamp on this second episode of the pod. Again, I thank you, Mrs. April Walker Taylor. She is Mrs. Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, and you don't want to miss that pageant. You're talking about a great night out. Just being on the Avenue of the Arts in Center City, that's, you know, the south side of Broad Street, of course, just having a night out in that area would be great. But if you want to get tickets for the Mrs. Pennsylvania America concert, again, just go to MrsPennAmerica.org for ticket information. Sure to be a great, elegant, fabulous night out, of course. And as I mentioned to you folks, giving you here sports entertainment with Philly Vibe, and we're always going to let you know some of the more interesting things that's going on in the area, in the city, in the area. As I'm a Philly guy through and through, you can hear that in my accent. I'm always going to give you that. And again, if you haven't already, it's going to be at the Art Museum for a while, but go to the Creative Africa exhibit. You will not be disappointed. I don't care who you are, where you're from. It is just breathtaking between the fashion, between the paintings, the portraits, the sculptors. It is just absolutely wonderful, and it's breathtaking, and you just feel the ancestry when you're there. So you certainly want to do that. Eagle season tickets was on sale. I don't know if they still are. They went on sale today, so you want to get on that if you're an Eagles fan. You won't see Carson Wentz probably, and that's another thing with Carson Wentz as well. As much as the media is talking about him, they talked about him on OTAs recently, and he has to be good. I mean, when this guy gets on the field, I don't know how much patience is going to be with the fans. This guy has to be awfully good. When I say awfully good, awfully good. I'm talking about John Elway stuff. I'm talking about Dan Marino stuff. When you talk about guys of his ilk, his size, his girth, he has to be that damn good. If not, it's going to be a failure. I mean, to me, going up, moving up to the second pick, he has to be John Elway and nothing else, in my opinion. Again, with the NBA conference finals, I still think when it's all said and done, it's going to be another Cleveland Golden State finals. And with the Sixers are concerned, I'm all in for Ben Simmons. I'm ecstatic that they got the number one pick. Don't screw it up. Don't outsmart yourself. Go for the best player available. That's going to be Ben Simmons. So you go with that, and we'll see what happens. Phillies are playing well. My Philadelphia Phillies are playing well. I don't know how they're doing it because they can't hit the broad side of City Hall, but with their pitching and all, I believe they're still about a game and a half out of first place. They're doing it with pitching and defense. I can't put a finger on it. Baseball is just one of those sports that you can't figure out. But things are looking up with the Sixers, with the Phillies. Eagles, I don't know. We'll see. We shall see. It's just a waiting game. I just think this is just a no-win situation with them and Sam Bradford. So we'll see what happens. Again, we thank you, Mrs. April Walker Taylor, for being on the show today. She is Mrs. Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, and follow us on social media. You'll see all her information as well. We're going to talk to you next time, putting a stamp on this pod. Some of the upcoming shows, again, we're going to have new Lincoln University head coach Doug Overton, truly basketball legend. Also, we're going to have someone from the Sixers on to talk about the number one pick. We're going to have more things. We're going to talk about food. As well, some of the great eateries here, although I might have to lose some weight. I went to the doctor today, but we'll talk about all the great food eateries in the city as well. We're going to have even more guests, and we're also going to try to get someone from the Undefeated, one of the writers from the Undefeated, ESPN's new website. That is certainly a must that you want to read. Keep on your desktop, keep on your phone as a favorite. Read all those articles they launched today. It is a absolute can't-miss website, and ESPN, I'm very critical of a lot of what they do, but they got this one right. So, again, this has been the pod. We'll talk to you next time. A lot of great stuff coming on, sports entertainment with a Philly vibe. I'm OJ Spivey. I hope you enjoyed the show. Tell a friend, tell a person, podcasting now. Spent all this time, spent 4 years on Philly radio. I'm back here podcasting. I couldn't stay away long. It's in my blood. I got to speak. I got to do some type of radio. So this is why I'm back here, and I'll be back here for a while. So we'll see what happens. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you next time. And again, life is too short. Play to win.